Okay, we'll enjoy this song some more, but I want to share a little bit about it. When you sing, you should use your whole body. When we get done singing a song like this, you should feel warm, a little perspiring, a little glowing. I saw Luis take his sweatshirt off. That's a good sign. It means you're doing it right. Okay, you have to sometimes realize that your spirit follows your exercise. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So you can say, Spirit, it's time to be released. Amen. But then you need to use your body and your soul to give it a channel, because your spirit is your innermost part. It needs to pass through your soul and your body. And the portion of man's soul that is used for expression is the emotion. Okay? So imagine if you were with the love of your life and you said, I really love you. They wouldn't believe you because there's no emotion, right? Our expression comes through our emotion. That's why when we are praying and praising, our spirit, our faculties, they actually need to be available to our spirit to be used for the proper expression. So that when we sing, Oh Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, we're even letting our spirit pass into our emotion and through our emotion and out of our bodies. And the Lord, one of the verses I was going to have us read is Psalm 110:3. But this verse indicates that in the morning, not only do we get revived, the Lord gets revived. Have you ever thought of that? It was Brother Dick who pointed that out to me for the first time. I thought it was amazing. The Lord gets revived? It says, your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. So that's to the Lord. So those who offer themselves in the morning are like a refreshing dew to the Lord. So after that, I would say, when it's time to go have morning revival, I'd say, Lord, let's be revived together. You revive me, I'll revive you. Let's have a mutual revival. You get revived in my reviving, I'll get revived in your reviving. I'm not doing something by myself, I'm doing something with you. But, you know, he's really genuine. He's like a hind let loose. He's like a little hill-skipping deer. And he's just saying, come on, let's enjoy my divine life. Let's do it. Let's enjoy. I'm so rich. I can jump over a mountain. All you need to do is touch me. Come with me, my love. But if you are like in your, you know, you're stuck in your wandering mind or your tired body, then you might just say, okay, Lord, amen, you're so good. But, you know, your spirit is your real person. That's where the Lord is inside of you. And it's only through exercising to get there that organ will grow and become strong so that you can be in the midst of many different environments and still get revived. You know, you don't have to, things don't always have to be going your way. It could be like the fourth or fifth day of a college training and raining in the morning, and you can just say, Jesus, dearest Lord. You know, so let's consider some of the utterances in this song. If I can get it. Okay, so this is stanza 2. I don't even know how to control my transports. What does that mean? It means I don't even know where I'm going. I'm just in orbit. I don't know where this is going to end up. I'm beside myself, okay? Because your love is like a burning fire within my soul. And there's nothing wrong on his side. It's our side. Will we exercise to realize his love is in the spirit and it's been poured out into our hearts. According to Romans 5, it's already been poured out into your heart. Amen. You only need to tap into it. Amen. And if you know me, then you know what I'm saying is real, because I'm just not this kind of person. I'm not this type of person. It has to be the love of Christ poured out into my heart. And then verse stanza 3, Thou to me art all in all. You are my honor. You are my wealth. You are my heart's desire. You are my body's strength. Amen. You are my soul's eternal health. Amen. Wow, that's great. Because we might not have any of those things in ourselves. We might not have wealth. We might not have a pure desire in our heart. And our body may be weak and our soul may be sick. But Christ is everything we need. We just need to touch him. And then we pray to him in stanza 4. Burn, burn, O love within my heart. Burn fiercely night and day. Because you know why? I have earthly loves that I can't lay hold of. But if you'll burn them, they'll go away. Burn them away. That's what morning revival is for. That's what it's for. It's to start by loving the Lord. Amen. Letting the fire of his love burn in you early in the morning. Amen. So that he can burn off all those earthly things. And then maybe life right now is a little dark. You're praying, oh, light in darkness. Oh, joy and grief. Oh, heaven's life on earth. Amen. He's seated us together with him in the heavenlies. We have the heaven's life on earth. Amen. Jesus, my love, my treasure. Amen. Who can tell what you are worth? You need to get lost in the sentiment of the author. See, this is what's so wonderful about our big hymnal, is that there's many hymns and they're just prayers and they're genuine sentiments that are composed based on the author, who's a brother or a sister, their experience of the Lord, that they were able to put it down. And you may have the same experience, you just didn't know how to write it. So when you get into it, you can match the sentiment. You can make it your prayer, and your spirit realizes, yes, yes, this is the experience I have, or this is the experience I'm craving. So anyway, 6 is also wonderful. So let's sing it again. Let's sing Brothers on Stanza 1. Oh, and I was going to say, so for the sake of the spirit following the exercise, you know, when I am not trained in singing, but what I learned is you need to take a big breath of air. You need to let this diaphragm muscle right here push down so that your body fills with air, and then you can control in a metered way the release of your breath so that you can get a very resounding noise from your vocal cords. And you know, it just affects your spirit. Your spirit just says, "Woo-hoo, this body is exercising. I better rise up. I better be strong." So you instead of praying in a deflated way, "Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord." So most people would think that's okay. But if you, "Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord," you can see the difference. And then when you're singing in your chair, you can't sit back like Ben is. You have to sit up. So even when you're not standing, you're standing. This is a good posture for every church meeting. Like you sit. Just like that, see? Standing in his chair. This is the right way to sing songs in the Lord's table meeting. Amen. If you want to enjoy the Lord, you have to exercise. There's nothing wrong on his side. He's waiting for you to just touch him. Okay, so let's sing Brothers 1, Sisters 2, and praying while we're singing. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good. Yes.
I love thee, Lord.
Amen. Okay, so you can sit. We passed the halfway of this training in with God and God's economy. It's always much more important the way you finish than the way you begin. You just read every story of every person in the Bible. It matters if you have a glorious ending. No matter how good or bad your beginning was, it's all about the way you finish. Okay, so let's finish this training strong. Let's go and have some personal time with the Lord. You could use this hymn, if you want, to pray, to sing. Spend a little time musing upon the Word. I would suggest Galatians 4:4-6, which are verses from tonight's evening message. Okay, so we'll have personal morning time, and then a break at 9 and come back at 9:15. Amen.